St Dominic's Church, an imposing building situated on the highest part of Trapani, at the top of the steps which have the same name, is St Dominic's Church, with an annex convent, and according to tradition, several crusades to the Holy Land passed through this place. The Dominican friars built this church with the annex convent. They came to Trapani between 1221 and 1229. They first lived in the Jewish quarter in Jesus' church in Via Giudecca, near the Lapide delle Quarantore. In 1289, King James of Aragon gave them the highest hillock of the town, where the Santa Maria Vergine Chapel was. The Dominican friars enlarged and restored the church, renaming it Santa Maria la Nuova. At the same time, they started the construction of the annex convent. From the original chapel, there is only a Byzantine fresco which represents the Madonna dell'Arte to the right of the entrance. At the beginning of 1400, the bell tower was constructed in an octagonal plan with pillars at the corner. Inside, there is a characteristic sandstone staircase, and from the top of it, we can admire a fantastic panorama of Mount Erige and the Agade Islands. After 1513, the church was dedicated to St. Dominic, and it became the royal chapel. In fact, in 1318, Frederick III of Aragon's son, Manfred, was buried there. He died at the age of 12 due to a horse riding accident. According to popular tradition, a chapel was dedicated to him. It was called Crusaders, as it was also the burial place of the Crusade princes, situated behind the apse and splendidly decorated with 14th century frescoes, representing the Crucifixion, St. Dominic, and the Virgin Mary with baby Jesus. These have recently been restored in accordance with the Hidden Heritage Project of medieval European cathedrals. Here, in this little chapel, the body of Manfredi is believed to lie. In the 16 and 1700s, the entire building underwent several restorations, which maintained the structural asset but transformed the original internal aspect with the inclusion of stuccos and plasters. The two cloisters and rooms of the convent were also restored. During the restorations of the 18th century, the Cappella del Crocifisso was added by Giovanni Biagio Amico to preserve the 16th century wooden statue of Christ on the cross. There are few remains from the 14th century church. The rose window in Chiaramontano Gothic style with floral, vegetable and zigzag intaglio decorations. The apse polygonal on the outside and circular on the inside. The monofore windows on the south side. Inside there are many local works of art. A sculpture in wood, cloth and glue that represents San Vincenzo Ferrere by Mario Ciotta, 18th century. There is also a silver tabernacle from 1790, a picture that represents San Pietro Martire by Andrea Careca, 17th century, and a Neapolitan sculpture of the Madonna del Rosario. In this church are the remains of Teobaldo, the old king of Navarre, and his wife Isabel, who died from the plague of 1270 on their return from Tunisia.